Proverbs chapter 14, the title of this tonight is Focus on the Good.
Yes, amen.
Focus on the Good. Back in 2008, during the burst of the housing bubble, if y'all can remember that, we had a pretty bad recession, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people's houses went from being valued at $250,000, now they're valued at $170,000, but their payment didn't change. Mm. And a lot of people lost their jobs. It was actually a pretty rough time. And I remember walking into a gas station to pay for my fuel. And the lady behind the counter, I said to her, are you having a good day? She says, no. I said, oh, I'm sorry. What's the matter? She says, I'm here. And when I get done here, I got to go to my second job. And remember now, this is during the time where a lot of people had lost their jobs. Jobs were hard to find. And so I said to her, I said, well, let me ask you something. Did you apply for these jobs on purpose? She said, well, yeah. I said, well, you got what you wanted. Why are you complaining about it? There's a lot of people that don't have jobs that would love to have your position.
Amen.
And I feel like that what she had been doing was focusing on the negative. I'm sure there was negative. I'm sure that there were people at that place that she didn't like.
Yeah.
Probably hard to deal with. She probably had hours that didn't quite fit with her plan. She probably had to deal with a lot of aggravating customers that come in and ask ridiculous questions like I did. I don't know, but I'm sure there was negative things about her jobs that were a problem. We cannot ignore that and act as though there are not problems. There are.
Right.
But there's good, too.
Amen.
There's blessings. There's things to be thankful for in every situation. And I believe that she was focusing on the negative, which blinded her to the positive.
Right.
Here in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4, the Bible says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I do thank you for the opportunity to open it tonight and to learn from your Holy Spirit. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will open our eyes and our hearts, cause us to understand what you have for us. Lord, help us to be obedient to your word. Help me to say only what I should and to relay your message to your people accurately tonight, and I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 In Bible times, and even today, people in some third world countries, if you have an ox, you're wealthy. You're well off. Because that enables you to provide for your family. A man with a plow, a push plow, which I have a push plow, by the way. In fact, I use it. That's how I plow my gardens, with a push plow. But a man with a push plow can effectively garden about an acre of ground in a year's time, in a harvest time. But that's working on it daily.
Yeah.
Every day. All day. But with an ox, he can farm as much as 15 acres.
Mm.
Plowing the field is difficult. Pushing that plow through the hard ground and the grassy rooted areas, it's not easy. Weeding, all that is not easy. And so, to try to do that by yourself without the ox is not easy. It's difficult. And an acre of ground is not quite enough to provide enough food for the entire family. So you need an ox. And so having an ox is a good thing.
Yes.
But if you have an ox, there's some problems involved. Number one, they poop in the stall. You got to clean it up. Number two, they damage the crop sometimes. Every once in a while, how many of you ever plowed with a mule or an ox or something like that? I have. I've plowed with behind a mule before. And all of a sudden, sometimes they just have this great idea that's not so great. And they want to go off the wrong direction. And you're fighting that mule to try to get them back. And during all that, you're ripping up crops. That's a problem. Number three, you got to feed them. Tend to them. Sometimes doctor them. That's not easy either. If you ever tried to hold a cow down and doctor them, that's not easy. What I'm saying is when you have an ox, there's problems involved. If you don't have an ox, at least your crib or stall is clean. But if your stall is clean, that's a whole new problem.
Yes.
Because now you only can farm about an acre of ground. Mm. So what Solomon is saying is, it's good to have an ox. And yes, there's some problems involved, but the good outweighs the bad. That's what he's saying here. It's far better to be able to grow enough food for your family. And by the way, back then, when families lived together, it wasn't just a wife and a mother and two children. It was a husband and a wife and two children. Sometimes there would be multiple families living together. There could be 15, 20 people living in the home. And so, an acre of ground just wasn't enough property. You and I face the same problem in every walk of our life. Owning a car is great when you need to go somewhere. But you got to put fuel in it. You have to pay someone to change the oil in it, to repair it. You got to pay for insurance. You got to make those monthly payments. If you drive it too fast, you have to pay that ticket. There's all kinds of problems that come by having the car, right?
Right.
The blessing is you can get across town in a half an hour if you need to, most of the time. When in fact, if you tried to do that on foot, it would take you several hours.
Right.
In fact, you probably wouldn't go. So what the car does is it enables you to get to where you want to be in a quick period of time. Right? So having a car has problems. Having a house. If you own a house, you know that there's upkeep on that house, especially if you stay in it long enough. It costs a lot. It's probably the biggest investment that you'll ever make. But it's good to have a home.
Yes. Amen.
Isn't it? Yes. It's good to have a roof over your head.
Yes.
It's good to have indoor plumbing.
Amen.
Electricity. A place to store your food, to store everything.
Yeah.
Right? We all have the choice to focus on and complain about the negative side of things, or to be thankful for the many blessings that God gives us.
Amen.
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 Both are always present.
True.
In everybody's life, in every situation. It's really all about perspective. One man is thankful for his ox that plows his field, making it possible to feed his family, while the other man is constantly complaining about the problems that that ox causes. One person detests the glaring sun in their face while driving early in the morning, while the other is thankful for good vision to see a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Both are looking at the same thing.
Yes.
But they have different perspectives. One man constantly complains about his wife's shortcomings, while the other man brags about his wife's strong points.
Amen.
Many people complain about the flavor of their food, while others are thankful to just have food.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember back in the early 2000s, I don't remember the year, Brother Castner was visiting, and I had him sitting in the room with all the boys at Camp Tracy, and we had question and answer time, and Brother Castner is just sitting there, ready to answer whatever question comes his way, and one of the boys raises his hand and says, "Brother Castner, what's your favorite kind of shoe?" That's a big thing for a teenage boy today, isn't it? He says, "I'm thankful to have shoes."
Amen.
Another boy spoke up and says, "Brother Casimir, what's your favorite food?" "I'm thankful to have food."
Amen.
He didn't care what kind of food.
Yeah.
He didn't care what kind of shoes. There was a lot of times he didn't have shoes. And for those of you that have been to AT, you know it's not carpet everywhere. In fact, there's no carpet anywhere. It's rocks, gravel. They don't have plush lawns like you might have. They have gravel yard.
Yeah.
To run around on barefoot. It's really all about perspective. God has put you exactly where He wants you.
Right.
At that job, with those people, with that husband or wife, with those problems.
Yes.
For a divine purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't an accident.
No.
But Brother Bruce, they did wrong. That's why I'm suffering. God could have put a stop to that.
Right.
If He wanted to. But He didn't. You are there in the middle of that tornado because God has you there for you to grow.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He allowed them to do what they did. He allowed Joseph's brothers to sell him into slavery because he had a purpose.
That's right.
He allowed them to beat Jesus.
Yes.
There was a reason for that. The problems you and I have, they have a purpose too. What Solomon is saying here in verse 4 of chapter 14, I believe, be thankful.
Amen.
For the problems. There's good in it.
Yes, there is.
God doesn't make mistakes. I want you to turn to Ephesians, if you would. Ephesians chapter 5. And look in verse 17. "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Look in verse 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to remember that Paul wrote this while in prison. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Back at verse 17, he tells us why. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, we're talking about your life. The blessings you enjoy and the problems you endure. Both are there because God allowed them to be there. That's His will.
Yes.
What does He want us to do? He wants us to be thankful for it. For the good and for the bad. Brother Bruce, how can I be thankful for this problem? It's causing me pain. It's causing me anguish. It's causing me to be frustrated. It's causing me to get angry. How can I be thankful for this? God gives us these problems to grow us, to be more like Jesus. That's what we really need, is to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
God said in His Word in Leviticus, I read this just this morning. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy."
Yeah.
God wants us to be holy. He wants us to be just like Jesus. But it's not going to happen easily. It's not going to happen accidentally. It's only going to happen through trials, through tribulation, suffering. We're not going to get there. There's no easy road there. It's a difficult path. Yes, there's peace. Yes, there's joy. Yes, there's fulfillment, happiness. But there's also some pain. There's also some suffering. Be thankful for it, because what that is God making me and you just like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Don't fight it. Don't blame other people. Don't get angry with them and say, "Well, if you hadn't have..." Instead, say, "God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why we're having this problem. Show me what I need to see."
Amen.
In me, that I need to change. Does the other person need to change? Does the situation need to change? Maybe. But that's between them and God. The problem that God allowed you to find yourself in is there to make you more like Jesus.
Amen.
God wants us to be thankful because it proves that we really do trust Him. When we complain, we're telling those around us we don't trust God.
That's right.
That's so true.
What's your perspective? Are you thankful for where God has you?
Yes, amen.
Focus on the good. The problems are there, yes. We've got to deal with them, absolutely. There's a right way to do that. But we have a lot of things to be thankful for.
Amen.
And God wants us to be thankful. Praise Him regularly. Praise Him to the heathen. Praise Him to your family members. Remember, when we complain, we tell others silently that we really don't trust God. We think He made a mistake. Sometimes that message is being sent to our family.
Yes.
Sometimes that message is being sent to the people that we work with, which in reality is our mission field.
Amen.
And it's difficult to shine the light of Jesus to them when we're telling them in a silent way, we don't really trust God. Focus on the good. Look for it. It's there. In fact, there's most likely more good than there is bad.
Amen.
Focus on the good. Be thankful for all things. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, I do thank you for your word, and I thank you for the opportunity to open it. And Lord, I do confess that there's been times where I've complained, and I'm sorry. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me and help me to focus on the blessings. And Lord, help me to be thankful, even for the problems. Help me, Father, to look for what it is that you're trying to show me and what you're trying to do to grow me.
Yes.
I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Turn 505.